very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
The acceleration of insanity in the world continues, with the majority of the public so far refusing to wake up to reality. Those in power are completely out of control already and are spiraling ever further off the rails by the day. Anyone who takes seriously anything the power structure-controlled mainstream media says is living in a delusion. As the unfolding biosphere implosion continues to accelerate, so will the power structure's push toward global conflict, their last option for maintaining total hegemonic control. This is Dane Wigington with the weekly edition of the Global Alert News Hour with GeoengineeringWatch.org radio, this show for April 22nd, 2017. As stated always, this is a commercial-free news hour paid for by GeoengineeringWatch.org. No commercial interruptions, far too much news to cover, far too dire news. Commercial interruptions would completely defeat the purpose of trying to expose the dangers that we face in time to do anything about them. This show is broadcast throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, and 105.7 FM. Global Alert News is also aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network. My deepest gratitude to Gary Null, a human being who has done an immense amount for the greater good, dedicated his life to that task. My regards to him. Recordings of this week's broadcast can be found on GeoengineeringWatch.org under the top stories, recent and radio sections, and on the KQMS archives. Orchard Nutrition, reminder again, if you're in the Redding area or Shasta County, materials at Orchard Nutrition, free materials if you'll promise to put them to use. That's all we ask. Materials covering the dire vaccination dangers that we face that the medical industrial complex is not disclosing, the governments and agencies are not disclosing. You can also get free materials on the critical issue of climate engineering, an issue that affects every breath we take because of the toxic materials used in these programs that are settling down through the air columns, affecting Earth's life support systems, affecting the ozone layer, immense UV radiation now bombarding the planet because the ozone layer is being torn apart by numerous sources of human activity, but climate engineering, mathematically the greatest source of ozone depletion of all. Find out what you don't know. Also at Orchard Nutrition, new book just released titled Geoengineering, A Chronicle of Indictment. This is a book that I had considerable help from people behind the scenes to get published. Copies are now available at Orchard Nutrition. This book comes with a commercial DVD with five menu presentations on it to elaborate on information covered in this book. My thanks to Orchard Nutrition for helping to get this data out. Again, copies of that book are available at Orchard Nutrition now. It's a 750-page book, but a very simple read. You don't have to read the whole book. It contains copies of patents and other data, but it's broken down into bite-sized sections that can help you understand the climate engineering issue. Copy of the book and the DVD is $24.95, and that includes tax. So those copies are at Orchard Nutrition. Also, the proceeds from that book will go 100% back into the cause, back into helping to expose the issue of climate engineering, back to helping to provide materials for the population to distribute and help awaken others on this most critical issue. Earth Day. GeoengineeringWatch.org will have a booth at Earth Day today. We'll have free materials at that booth as well. We'll also have copies of the new book at the booth as well. And I want to state this about all those attending Earth Day and all those who are part of the Earth Day event. That day and those attending and those involved all claim to care about the environment. And I'm not negating those claims, but what I'm saying is this. If you truly care about the environment, whether you're a member of an environmental organization or just an independent individual that's trying to do their part, it's very hypocritical to claim you care about the environment if you don't address mathematically the single greatest environmental assault of all, and that is climate engineering. So although I fully recognize and am completely aware of all the forms of human activity that are damaging the planet, you can't have a legitimate discussion about the climate if you don't address climate engineering first. You can't claim to truly care about the environment unless you're willing to address the climate engineering issue. That's the single greatest source of devastation overall to the environment today. We must address the greatest issues first. We must prioritize. That's a responsibility for those who truly care. So come by the geoengineeringwatch.org booth today, pick up materials, find out what you don't know. Again, we'll have copies of the new book that's just been released. We just got copies yesterday, and that book will be there as well. Hope to see you there. And I want to say this also about geoengineeringwatch.org materials off of our website, our presentations, our data, and so forth. It's all there to be freely distributed. We do not monetize anything. Our only goal is to expose the critical climate engineering issue and other critical global issues that are related to our survival on this planet. And we encourage people to share our data, to repost our data. And we only ask this: please show a source link so that those who examine those reposts can find a way back to the database that we have at geoengineeringwatch.org so they can learn about this issue. That's all we ask. Please post a source link, and then you can freely share our data. An important note to consider about the medical industrial complex and the power structure as a whole. Let's consider this. Every new case of cancer, disease, and chronic illness increases the U.S. gross domestic statistics, the gross domestic product. Whatever the false growth statistic that our government claims to give the population the impression that the economy is growing, if the obscene profits of the medical industrial complex are deducted out of the U.S. economy would be in total free fall. Profits that are fueled by the power structure controlled corporations that are literally making a killing off the sick and dying citizens. Consider that. They're making a killing off destroying the health of the population. How is this done? Where would one start in on the list of criminal power structure activities that are pushing the population and indeed the entire web of life to the point of planetary omnicide? Dangerously toxic vaccinations, fluoridated drinking water, genetically modified frankenfoods, chemically contaminated everything, and the biggest, most dangerous elephant in the room of all, global climate engineering slash weather warfare, which is by its very nature nothing short of global biological warfare. Again, the elements used in climate engineering programs, which we see occurring over our heads every single day, blotting out our blue skies, altering our weather patterns. All those materials, aluminum, barium, strontium, polymers, are all settling through the air column where we all get to breathe them. Does anybody wonder why every other commercial is asthma, allergy, and COPD, and all the respiratory issues that are now epidemic all over the globe, followed by the number one rate of mortality now in countries like UK? Dementia, number one cause of death, directly linked to aluminum. All these dots connect. Wake up and face reality. Another headline that I want to get to about the contamination we face and the business-as-usual attitude going on right now in Washington. Why would we expect otherwise? Here's the headline. Dow Chemical is pushing Trump administration to ignore studies of toxic pesticide. That should be no surprise from that report. Dow Chemical Co. is pushing the Trump administration to scrap the findings of federal scientists, government scientists, who point to a family of widely used pesticides as harmful, that are harmful to about 1,800 critically threatened or endangered species. What about us? If we're consuming food crops that are soaked with these chemicals. Continuing from the report, lawyers representing Dow Chemical, whose chief executive, listen to this, also heads a White House manufacturing working group. What a surprise. Fox is running the hen house. And two other makers of the organophosphates sent letters last week to the heads of three cabinet agencies. The companies asked them to, quote, set aside the results of the government studies. Just ignore them. Nothing new. Final statement from that report. Dow Chemical Chairman and CEO Andrew Liveris is a close advisor to President Trump. The company wrote a $1 million check to help underwrite Trump's inaugural festivities. What a surprise. Business as usual. It's always been this way. Obama, Bushes, Clintons, all just puppets in the power structure play. That's all it is. When will the American population wake up to the fact that our country is being run by a criminal cabal? year in, year out, and it makes no difference who's in the presidential office, although we are entering new ground of insanity with this administration, no question about that, getting worse by the day. More stories on that coming. Another headline, Trump wants to make it easier to drill in national parks. No surprise again from that report. Weaker regulations will mean oil and gas production and spills in pristine national parks. Do we hear about that from mainstream media? Of course not. Despite all the theater, all the created illusion that somehow mainstream media is against things Trump's doing, as soon as Trump began to toe the line to start dropping bombs all over the world, like Afghanistan, and prodding and pushing countries across the globe from Korea to Iran, as soon as he started to toe the line for the military-industrial complex, which was part of the plan the whole time, I would argue, that's where he starts to get cooperation from the media, is it not? It's all part of a giant act. Another headline, related to everything I've just gone over, as we loot, plunder, pillage the planet, continue to put 100 million tons of CO2 in the atmosphere every single day, and for those who still continue to claim that that's not a problem, the more the better, do some real research. Dump your ideology, dump your bias, dump your preconception. Do some real research. If you want to survive on this planet, you need to understand what's going on fast. And yes, climate engineering is making it all worse, but that does not negate human activity. So here's the headline from Scientific American. We just breached the 410 parts per million threshold for CO2, up from 280 ppm at the start of the Industrial Revolution. These are cataclysmic changes to our planet. What do people think allows our planet to support life? We have a blanket of greenhouse gas. What happens when you start exponentially adding to that blanket? It's going to get a lot hotter very quickly. From the Scientific American report, carbon dioxide has not reached this height in millions of years. How many people have I heard say it's all just a natural cycle? There's nothing natural about what we've done to our planet. And those who think that that wouldn't have an effect, quite simply, you're not living in reality. As I've stated over and over again, people die. That's natural. You run someone over in a crosswalk or you shoot them in the head, not so natural. You can't ignore this type of fact. Now let's add methane to the equation, the true nails in our collective coffin. All of these factors being made far worse overall by climate engineering, on top of everything else the human race is doing. What's happening with the weather around the globe? Weather whiplash continuing. It's going to get worse, as the only way the climate engineers can cool things down is to chemically nucleate massive amounts of moisture, creating a cold, dense layer in the ground, nucleating snowstorms at temperatures of up to 50 degrees, sometimes higher, creating headlines over the pyramids, United Arab Emirates, making snow over the desert, creates a lot of headlines, so a lot of people who don't want to believe reality to begin with have something to lean on to support their denial. And for those in the anti-geoengineering community who claim to be against climate engineering, who are supporting paid disinformation con artists like Lord Monckton and Tim Ball, if you don't know who those people are, look them up. People who are adamantly on the record denying the reality of climate engineering. How can anyone claim to be against climate engineering and trying to expose those crimes and promote someone or people who are publicly denying climate engineering on the record? Enough of the hypocrisy. All of us need to clean the lens through which we see the world, that we might see it clearly. It's up to all of us. All of us have preconceptions. All of us have biases. We must work constantly at erasing those hindrances, or we will not see the world clearly. If we don't see the world clearly, we won't act appropriately, and we can't afford that at this late date. About the weather around the globe, if you live in the Pacific Northwest and you think suddenly the world's gotten cooler, that's the only blue spot, which is below normal in an otherwise increasingly warm world, extremely warm world. In fact, right now, the U.S. has just logged a new record. It's the warmest period in U.S. history since the start of record keeping. So if you're in one of those temporarily cooled areas like Washington or parts of Oregon that we've had this flow of moisture off the Pacific that's constantly chemically nucleated, cooling things down, we have, as I recorded earlier in this year, we had occasions where we had snow at 500 feet in Redding to create a headline for the locals so they could think it's all wintry again. And at the same time, on the same day, raining 14,000 feet up in the Sierras. Ask yourself how that could be possible without chemical ice nucleation. It's absolutely going on. Popular Science, Fox News covered it. I've been over that again and again and again. Look it up. Find out that these programs are absolutely real. Chemical ice nucleation for temporarily and toxically cooling things down, also real. So deadly heat waves still continue right now in India and Africa. Heat that's in the mid-120s, pushing 130 in some cases, and it's only early spring. Does our media cover that? No. And in regard to the completely unsustainable Ponzi fiat monetary system that's propping up the patently false perception of stability in the U.S., the pyramid scheme is breaking down. This is already evident in India. As the biosphere implodes, the economy must follow. No environment, no economy, end of civilization. That simple. That's the road we're on, and it's happening now. So here's a headline from last week from India. Quote, out of cash, more than 90% of India ATMs run dry. Certainly they could print more money, but the governments know the bottom line comes down to food. Not enough to eat? That's the end of the road, and it's starting to happen. Back to the power structure's actions of total desperation as they run out of options. Again, as I stated, you can't hide the fact that the environment's imploding. Can't hide that much longer. So they act very desperately. And we're seeing that again and again. Back to the sarin gas attack that was blamed on Syria. Some questions to ask to revisit that issue. Why would Syria do this when they had long since given up their chemical weapons? Why would they do this when they knew any such attack would just play into the hands of the U.S., whose goal has always been to destabilize and topple Syria? And let's ask this question. If sarin gas was really used, why weren't the rescuers harmed even though they had no adequate protection? These rescuers looked like they were wearing what appeared to be a very basic dust mask that you can purchase at Walmart for less than a dollar. Really? They're going to go into a sarin gas attack region with a very flimsy, cheap and futilely dysfunctional mask that would provide no protection whatsoever if sarin gas had really been used for such an attack? There's many questions and no answers or proof coming from the Western military-industrial complex. Who was the one that actually benefited from the latest false flag event carried out in Syria? Start to see through the smoke and mirrors soon. All of us must do this. What isn't the U.S. media or the U.S. military talking about again? Stories like this, Russia, Iran, and Syria are issuing warnings to the U.S., U.S. pushing us toward global conflict for some of the reasons I've already outlined in this show. From that report, Russia, Syria, and Iran strongly warned the United States against launching new strikes on Syria and called for an international investigation of the chemical weapons attack there that killed nearly 90 people. Those countries want an investigation. Why is the U.S. thwarting that investigation? Why did the U.S. delay? Why did George Bush delay 440-plus days before actually investigating 9/11? This is not hard to see through any of this. Only for people who want to remain part of the herd, who want to stay in their bubble as long as possible, who want to ignore their responsibility to the whole, to face the truth. That's patriotism. Blind support for governments that are completely out of control is not patriotism. Reflect on that. Another headline. Russia says evidence growing Syria chemical attack was staged. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said a chemical weapons attack in Syria that provoked U.S. missile strikes in the Middle Eastern country may have been orchestrated. Whatever is stated by any other official, consider when you see what we were told was a sarin gas attack, and you see quote-unquote rescuers with the absolutely worthless dust masks they were wearing, you should start to ask questions. Russia says Syria invited chemical weapons experts to inspect chemical attack site. Again and again and again, we see the accused desperate to have an actual investigation. We see the accusers, the U.S., who used that as a premise to launch bombs which put Trump in good favor with the military-industrial complex, which was the plan to begin with. They don't want an investigation. Not hard to see through this. Syria terrorist attack, kids car bombing. Here's a headline everyone should know about. Quote, Syrian rebels massacre at least 126 civilians in suicide bomb blast. How many people heard this from mainstream media? Very short coverage on the back pages for most U.S. media because they didn't want you to hear about this. They wanted you to hear about the false flag chemical attack that clearly there's something very wrong with that entire story. But they didn't want you to hear this from this report. A convoy of buses evacuating residents from the government-held towns, I won't try to pronounce those, in Syria's province was targeted by a suicide bomber Saturday, claiming the lives of at least 126 civilians. The attack occurred west of Aleppo. Report goes on, in stark contrast to the moral outrage expressed by politicians in the media in the wake of the alleged gas attack in Syria earlier this month, which the Trump administration seized upon to launch an illegal missile strike on Syrian airbase. By contrast, the death of over 100 Syrians in a suicide bombing, which is substantially more than the number who died in the alleged gas attack, prompted virtually no condemnation from the Western powers. Nothing. What did eyewitnesses say happened in this attack? That U.S.-backed rebels lured children near the bomb with potato chips, with food that the children had not had for perhaps a year or two. And please verify everything I'm saying online from multiple frontline sources. They lured the children near the bomb and they detonated it. These are U.S.-backed terrorists. Why are we backing terrorists? Why are we backing Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists? And why can something like this happen without the U.S. population knowing about it? Because too many people don't want to know. They want to be told they're good, that everything our military does is good, and everything everyone else does is bad. And if you live in such a simplistic, dichotomous world, please wake up. Please wake up and help us turn course before an out-of-control military-industrial complex pushes us past the point of absolutely no return. And more on that in a moment that will plug into what I'm saying right now. So please consider everything that I've been saying. Is there any account given by our media to the upwards of 1 million people killed as a result of the illegal invasion of Iraq in 2003? Any account given of the hundreds of thousands of deaths due to wars either led or sponsored by Washington in Afghanistan, Yemen, Somalia, or the millions throughout the region forced to flee their homes as a consequence of conflict and social breakdown? The highly selective concern shown by Washington and the U.S. media for, quote, human rights issues is astounding hypocrisy and reflects the U.S. imperialism and hypocrisy that has unfortunately become the state of our country. The ruling class considers the deaths of civilians to be collateral damage, quote, a price worth paying in their ruthless struggle to uphold U.S. imperialist interests in the Middle East and around the globe. Let's remember Madeleine Albright stating that she thought the sanctions against Iraq, a country that had absolutely nothing to do with 9/11, she thought those sanctions were, in her words, worth it. Sanctions that were responsible for the deaths of an estimated 500,000 children. Do we hear about this? So barely 24 hours after the bus bombing that I just described, that was done, carried out by U.S.-backed terrorists luring children near the bomb with food, Trump's National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster vowed in an ABC interview that Washington was ready to, quote, escalate tensions with Russia still further, not only over Syria, but over Europe as well. More headlines. Foreign powers to increase support to Al-Qaeda militants in Syria. That's an elaboration of what I have just said. From that report, new funding for these militants is coming from the so-called Friends of Syria. Who are the nations doing the funding of the Al-Qaeda-linked militants under the, quote, Friends of Syria label? The U.S., the U.K., Saudi Arabia, and others. The U.S. population must find truth somewhere else besides the mainstream media weapon of mass distraction, and that's exactly what it is. Another headline. Media cover-up of crimes committed in Syria by U.S.-backed Al-Qaeda rebels. No surprise. U.S. media's job is to try to galvanize the population to support whatever the military-industrial complex wants to do, and they galvanize that support by feeding a constant stream of total propaganda and lies. We're living in an Orwellian nightmare right now. And the American population is still, unfortunately, asleep at the wheel, even though every breath they take is filled with toxic particles from programs their government is carrying on above their heads: climate engineering, toxic vaccinations, toxic food. Monsanto in bed with the current administration, the former administration, all the administrations before that. This is business as usual, but now it's far worse than it's ever been before. Another headline along these same lines: the mad dog is unleashed on Yemen. Mattis aims to assist Saudi Arabia in its war on Yemen. Military-industrial complex, again, completely and totally out of control, running out of options, resources waning, food waning around the globe, populations that can no longer feed themselves. How close is anarchy, chaos around the globe? It can't not happen. When there's not enough to go around, when there's not enough to eat, the law of the jungle will ensue, and that's what's happening. So Mad Dog Mattis, assisting the Saudi Arabian government, a government that never has any mainstream media scrutiny. Why? Because they supply oil to the military-industrial complex. From that report, Trump's Defense Secretary James, quote, Mad Dog Mattis, signaled to Saudi Arabia that the U.S. is seriously considering a deeper role in the Saudi-Yemen conflict. It's not really a conflict. It's just an absolute assault on people who can't defend themselves that has devastated the poorest country in the Middle East. The U.S. and Saudi Arabia engaged together as allies in an all-out war of aggression against one of the poorest countries in the Middle East. Does our media tell us about that? Does the Record Searchlight in Northern California, do they really talk about stories like this? KRCR, all those people that are completely committed to those who provide their paychecks and pensions with no regard toward morality of their behavior, none whatsoever. And at what point should we consider such, quote, media sources criminal accomplices in some of these crimes for which they have done their best to cover up? Crimes like climate engineering that I've been over again and again, that our local media and media all over the globe has helped to cover up. And if you want to hold these people accountable, send them credible data, CC as many other credible people in the community as you can, openly CC them so the conversation is viewed by many, and take away their ability to deny that they didn't know. Take that away, so that they can be held legally and morally accountable once the truth is fully exposed. Take the time to do that. People ask me, what can I do? You can do that. All these instructions are listed on the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org under the activist suggestions link. Find out what you can do to help. Don't just sit down on the bench and do nothing. That's not an option. Since we know the power structure is increasingly desperate, what are they doing to try to crack down on anyone that dares to try and expose the crimes of the power structure? And backing up to previous shows, let's remember, everyone's doorstep, everyone in this country had their doorstep GPSed by the 2010 census. No rational reason given why. We know drones are being put in the air. Would it not be incredibly easy to terrorize a population, to try and terrorize anyone who would dare stand up to the power structure? But we can change that equation. If all of us stand up together, if our military brothers and sisters would stop blindly following orders and start questioning the morality of what they're being told to do and the consequences that will come if they continue to blindly follow orders, the consequences will be total soon. The math proves this on countless fronts where we're heading. More on that in a few moments. First, back to a headline again as to what the power structure is doing to try to monitor anyone who would try to stand up to them. Here's the headline, revealed, this is from New Zealand, revealed the very, very important people coming to New Zealand, from the New Zealand Herald. From that report, the highly secretive meeting being held in Queenstown this weekend is a gathering of intelligence and security agencies related to the Five Eyes spying network. Among the people believed to be attending are Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey, Central Intelligence Agency CIA Director Mike Pompeo. It is understood about 15 agencies which carry out intelligence for the Five Eyes operations, which is the spying partnership of the United States, Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom and New Zealand, are attending this conference. The criminal cabals collaborating to try to figure out ways that they can keep their stranglehold on power at the price of ultimately life on Earth if we continue in this direction. It's up to us, the public, to hold them accountable. I want to mention a hypocrisy, another hypocrisy of Mr. Trump, who seems to be changing direction in every possible arena. Does anyone remember that Mr. Trump actually gave praise during the elections to WikiLeaks? Does anyone remember that? What's happening now? Here's the headline. Attorney General Jeff Sessions confirms that arresting Julian Assange is a top priority for the U.S. Does that sound like Trump really wants the truth out? Or exactly the opposite? Was Trump not a Trojan horse for so many people? It's exactly what he was. Here's a few tweets from Mr. Trump, and I want to lead this into everything that I've covered already in this show from Donald Trump. Here's his tweet. The United States must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capability until such time as the world comes to its senses regarding nukes. That's not what he means. What he means is until such time as the world is brought to its knees by our nuclear arsenal. Who's the only country to use nuclear weapons on a civilian population? To use nuclear weapons, period, but used on a civilian population. Unnecessary. If you study the history of World War II, that was a completely unnecessary slaughter. Just like the slaughter, by the way, of the Iraqis. And the media played up the Iraqi army as such a big, formidable force in the first Gulf War. And then we had the highway of death that 100-something thousand people slaughtered as a giant war game drill for Western powers. And the military is always played up as being more substantial as it is, so the American public thinks the threat is greater than it is. I went to the Soviet Union immediately after the Iron Curtain came down, and I saw firsthand, I was in Leningrad, Kiev, the military hardware that I saw there that was exposed to public view was vintage 1950. This doesn't mean that Russia's not dangerous, they don't have nuclear weapons, but our country spends more than the next 10 countries combined, and Donald Trump wants to make it bigger still while the planet is imploding, while the ecosystems around the globe are imploding, and that's what he wants to do because that's what a cancer does. A cancer wants to proliferate until it kills the host. That's where we're headed. Another tweet from Donald Trump. Our military is building and is rapidly becoming stronger than ever before. Frankly, we have no choice. Not when you have this type of cancer who are made up of the most cowardly, afraid, virtueless people on the planet. That's who's permeating our governmental system and our military-industrial complex. Not that there's not good people in the U.S. military. Certainly there are, and I know many of them. I'm honored to say I know many people who joined for the right reasons. But having the right motives, as they realize now, is not enough if everything is built on lies. It's not enough. It's the responsibility of our military brothers and sisters to learn the truth. I want to continue with this. I have a lot of ground to cover. Headline from Trump. Trump stated, I'm giving the military total authorization. What does that mean? Aren't we supposed to have some sort of authorization from a civilian government before we go to war? Does this mean that the military is now in control? It sure looks like that. Another headline. U.S. conducts successful field test of new nuclear bomb. What total hypocrisy is this? Total hypocrisy. The U.S. can detonate some 1,200 nuclear blasts, but no one else is allowed to have anything. And countries have learned around the globe, unless you have a nuclear weapon, you can expect to be invaded by the U.S. empire. You can expect it. Total hypocrisy that the American population has unfortunately supported because they're watching mainstream media, they're buying into the lies. They don't seem to want to know the truth yet because that separates them from the herd. Again, as Mark Twain said, in the beginning of change, the patriot is brave and scarce, hated and scorned. That's a patriot, someone who's willing to stand up to what's really going on, to what their country's doing in their name, if it's wrong, and it is wrong. Here's another headline that's yet another stunning example of the growing insanity of industrialized society and those who run it. This headline is from National Geographic. We should consider this carefully. Consider the headlines I just read about the new test of a nuclear bomb for the U.S., about Trump stating we need to pump the military up to new heights. From National Geographic, this headline, small nuclear war could reverse global warming for years. Is that part of the plan? From that report, regional war could spark, quote, unprecedented climate change, experts predict. Report continues, even a regional nuclear war could spark, quote, unprecedented global cooling and reduce rainfall for years, according to U.S. government computer models. I want to elaborate on that for just a moment. Why would it reduce rainfall? Because it would fill the atmosphere with particulates, which is already happening from climate engineering, the attempt to mimic nuclear winter. That's exactly what's going on. And that's why we have protracted drought all over the globe. And for those who think dichotomously, somewhere where it just flooded, that doesn't mean that there's not deluge. On a warming planet, there will be massive deluge in places where that moisture builds up and comes down. But overall, when you fill the atmosphere with particulates, you block direct sunlight, you reduce convection, you reduce wind, all of which reduces overall precipitation. So back to this report from National Geographic. It continues, widespread famine and disaster would follow. Experts speculate. Why speculate? It's happening right now. Food crops are failing all over the globe because we have protracted drought in so many areas, floods in other areas, but protracted drought is the majority of scenarios. All results from many causes, but climate engineering being mathematically the single greatest disrupting cause. Finishing this report from National Geographic. During the Cold War, a nuclear exchange between superpowers, such as the one feared for years between the United States and the former Soviet Union, was predicted to cause a, quote, nuclear winter. In that scenario, hundreds of nuclear explosions spark huge fires whose smoke, dust, and ash blot out the sun for weeks amid a backdrop of dangerous radiation levels. Much of humanity eventually dies of starvation and disease. Final statement from this report. Today, with the United States the only standing superpower, nuclear winter is little more than a nightmare. Really. From National Geographic. So because they perceive the U.S. as the only standing superpower, we're supposed to believe now that nuclear exchanges are no longer a real threat? This is pacifying the population? Total absurdity. And those who think National Geographic is in any sense objective in their reporting, they're not. They're bought, sold, and paid for. In fact, they did a huge article sometime back to try to convince the world that what we were seeing in our skies was only, quote, condensation. Condensation is not made up of aluminum and barium and strontium and polymer fibers. Geoengineering is real and ongoing, and we have even institutions like National Geographic performing the service for the criminal cabal power structure by trying to pacify the population at very real and immediate threats. Continuing, a lot of ground to cover. Another headline, making America great again, quote, end quote, quote unquote, making America great again. I think we know who says that, Mr. Trump. By reducing the world to ashes, question mark, that's the end of this headline. In the event of a nuclear war, there will be no chances. There will be no survivors. All will be obliterated. Nuclear devastation is not science fiction. It is a matter of fact. The world now stands on the brink of the final abyss. Isn't that in stark contrast to National Geographic trying to pacify us that nuclear winter is now, quote, little more than a nightmare? This is truly, truly, again, an Orwellian time. Another headline, Trump's deep swamp, making America great. Had another example of that headline a moment ago, for the wealthy, powerful, and privileged. That's what we're talking about here, really, isn't it? And even our veterans that so many claim to feel we should need to support, what are they actually doing? Are our veterans really getting the support they need? Because I've spent time talking to them. I've worked with them. I worked as a volunteer. I've stated that in the past. I've given to DAV, VFW. I care about those that gave their lives in so many cases for the right motives. Even though the conflicts were anything but just, I still salute the men and women that thought they were doing the right thing. But are our vets really being helped? Absolutely not. Another headline, Trump uses tiny nation to insult Russia. In another affront to Russia, President Trump has signed onto Montenegro's entrance into NATO as the neocon liberal hawk strategy of encircling Russia resumes. More hypocrisy. Montenegro? Really? NATO needs Montenegro? No, they only need Montenegro's location, right on the border of Russia. If this happened to the U.S., no one would stand for it. But the hypocrisy, again, glaring. Absolutely glaring. So we have yet more encircling of Russia. Same thing's happening in Asia as the power structure presses forward with his desperate agenda. Another headline, UK Attorney General in bid to block case against Tony Blair over Iraq war. We know the Iraq war was a criminal war carried on by the Bushes and the Blairs and those who really pull their strings behind the scene. And what happens when those crimes are brought to light or attempted to be brought to light? We have part of the power structure blocking those efforts. Same thing here. Didn't we hear Mr. Trump say that if he was elected, he would press charges against Clinton? Have we heard a word about that? A single word? Trump, the Trojan horse for so many people, lying all the way through his campaign as to what he really was, what he really stood for. Again and again, we see those in power doing whatever they want with no accountability whatsoever. On that note, let's get on to Obama. Here's a headline. I want to point out that for those, again, who think dichotomously, who are still somehow managing to or attempting to think that Trump is something different than anything we have had in the past, please wake up. Please wake up. Here's a headline on Obama. Obama, the war criminal, butcherer of women and children. Who put out this report? Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former President Reagan cabinet official. About Obama, for Mr. Roberts, there is no doubt that U.S. President Barack Obama is a war criminal, as are his military and intelligence officials and most of the House and Senate. Continuing from this report from Dr. Roberts, again, former Reagan cabinet official, Obama is the first president to keep the U.S. at war for the entirety of his eight-year regime. During 2016 alone, the U.S. dropped 26,171 bombs on wedding parties, funerals, kids, soccer games, hospitals, schools, people in their homes and walking their streets, and farmers tilling their fields in seven countries: Iraq, Syria, Afghanistan, Libya, Yemen, Somalia, and Pakistan. We're talking about Obama again. Same with Bush's regime, same with Clinton's, different locations of the world, same actions. Final paragraph from this report from Dr. Roberts, again, former Reagan cabinet official. What does the administration, the Obama administration, have to show for 8 years of illegal military interventions in seven countries, none of which comprised a danger to the U.S., and against none of which the U.S. has declared war? Terrorism was created by U.S. invasions. No wars have been won, and the Middle East has been consumed in chaos and destruction. Worldwide hatred of the United States has risen to a new record high. The U.S. is now the most despised country on earth, statistically. Why is that a surprise? Why would that be a surprise? And now we're going after Iran, a country that has invaded exactly no one in 230 years. The U.S. in that same time frame invading and or occupying 70 countries, and Iran is the threat? Absurdity really is beyond comprehension. Again, the Bush Jr. war crimes, Bush Sr. in Iraq, the Clinton war crimes, nothing is different. These individuals that occupy the office of the president are simply puppets for the power structure. That's it. Now, I want to get to some environmental issues because ultimately, as I've stated, that's the core cause of everything that's unfolding. Nowhere else to expand this insanity, the paradigm of perpetual growth, perpetual military expansion on a finite planet with finite resources cannot, will not continue. It's collapsing now. And for those who think that wind and solar technology will save us, that is absolutely not the case if the planet's life support systems implode. In fact, there's a headline on that front. Wind and solar technology won't stop the collapse of the U.S. empire. Renewable energy, and I'm on renewable energy, I'm off-grid. I've put my money where my mouth is, so to speak. I'm on wind, hydro, and solar, but those are energy extenders. That's all. And we have climate engineering, by the way, reducing wind, reducing rain, which reduces hydropower, reduces wind, reduces wind power, reduces sun, which reduces solar power. All three primary forms of renewable energy are radically decreased by climate engineering, not to mention everything else it does, destroying Earth's life support systems. So back to the environmentalists, back to Earth Day later today. How can you claim to care about the environment if you don't focus on the single greatest assault ever launched by humanity against the natural world? Climate engineering. More headlines. Loss of coral reefs could cost $1 trillion globally. What does that mean? Does that mean if you print $1 trillion, you can erase that damage? Of course not. You cannot replace that. You can't just turn it off once it's started. For those who think we can just stop the insanity and everything will magically go back to the way it was. Not going to happen. It took many, many tens of millions of years for the equilibrium of climate and environment that we have known during the expansion of civilization. That's done. It's gone. It's not coming back in any time frame that matters. Now we're trying to salvage what's yet left of our planet and its life support systems. Again, coral reefs around the globe, imploding kelp systems, kelp ecosystems, which are an even bigger ecosystem in the ocean, imploding around the globe. And I've seen this firsthand. As I've stated on earlier shows, I've been on dive expeditions in Australia, New Zealand, Fiji, Caribbean. I've seen this firsthand. I've spent a great deal of my time under the surface of the sea. It's absolutely heart-wrenching to see the devastation, especially when you know an area very well that you've dove at in your youth that you return to and find it completely devastated, completely different. That perhaps a diver who's just learned to dive and has only seen that ecosystem in its devastated form might find okay, would not even know the difference. In fact, in Cozumel, in the Caribbean, some of the quote-unquote reefs I saw there were nothing more than piles of rubble, nothing left. But for the tourist that saw a few minnows swimming around that pile of rubble, they thought it was great. Not reality. Another headline. Scientists just found a strange and worrying crack in one of Greenland's biggest glaciers. Happening from Antarctica, Greenland, the cryosphere is absolutely imploding. And now we're seeing massive breakup of some of those ice deposits. And that comes with very, very grave ramifications. And still we have so many who are towing the exact narrative of the military-industrial complex, fossil fuel-industrial complex, and the geoengineering-industrial complex, that none of this is happening, or that it's some natural cycle. Statistically, the changes that are occurring on the planet now, the rate of warming that's happening now, is 170 times faster, at least, statistically, than any former episode. 170 times. Again, nothing natural about what we've done to the planet. If you're trying to convince yourself it's natural or that we've done no damage, you're not living in reality. From that report, scientists examining satellite images of one of Greenland's largest glaciers believe they have found an unexpected new crack in its floating ice shelf that could contribute to a dramatic break in coming years, which could then contribute to a dramatic sea level rise increase. And that's an increase, by the way, to what's already an unprecedented rate of sea level rise, already inundating coastlines around the globe. Sea levels can't rise on a cooling planet. Ice can't melt off around the globe on a cooling planet. Formerly frozen methane deposits that are thawing and releasing all over the globe can't happen on a cooling planet. Please look at reality if you're not seeing it clearly yet. Another headline, receding glacier causes immense Canadian river to vanish in 4 days. Listen to that. Same subject. From this report, first ever observed case of, quote, river piracy saw the Slims River disappear as intense glacier melt suddenly diverted its flow into another watercourse. An immense river that flowed from one of Canada's largest glaciers vanished over the course of 4 days last year, scientists have reported, in an unsettling illustration of how rapidly global warming is dramatically changing the world's geography. The continental scale rearrangement was documented by a team of scientists who had been monitoring an incremental retreat of the glacier. This is a river that's been flowing for millions of years, and because of the implosion of ice, completely diverted, altering its flow distance by thousands of miles, completely diverting its former course into a totally different body of water, happening at blinding speed. Another headline that illustrates anthropogenic damage being done to the planet that's not being reported or not being considered by the population. The Arctic is a final garbage dump for ocean plastic. Many people are starting to become aware. Where does all this trash go? What an absurd scenario that we live in where we consume as much as possible and then dump the remnants of that. And how absurd is it to think that we could keep doing that? And even at this late hour, when the biosphere is imploding, we have a government that wants only to expand its stockpile, its arsenal of weapons of mass destruction. That's a recipe for near-term omnicide. From this report in the Arctic, the Arctic is the final resting place for plastic debris dumped in the North Atlantic Ocean, new research shows. Another headline, Abrupt climate change is happening faster than before. Again, all these headlines not talking about climate engineering. That's a complete omission of a massive part of the equation. But that doesn't mean that that change is not occurring. I encourage everybody to consider this with war. I've used this example before. We know many are profiting from war, the central bankers especially, the industrial, military-industrial complex, all profiting from war. Does that mean the war didn't happen? Does that mean people didn't die? Of course not. So those who claim because Monsanto and other companies are making money off of the disintegrating climate, that somehow that emergency is not real. And if that's the place you're in, you're not living in reality. It's absolutely real, and it's unstoppable. And climate engineering fueling that fire. Another headline, early warnings of an out-of-control climate. When I went 15 years back, when I first started to sound the alarm on climate engineering, and I tried to stress over and over, yes, everything Al Gore said was wrong, but in the opposite direction of what most people would like to believe, or many people would like to believe. It's far worse. Our situation is far worse and far more immediate than anything Al Gore said. And now, as the walls begin to come down and the true severity of our situation becomes more evident, now we have some people in academia starting to show some courage about telling the truth. It's far worse. Headline again, reminder, early warnings of an out-of-control climate. It's already there. Climate engineering fueling that fire, military-industrial complex absolutely desperate to pacify the population to the last moment, stocking up shelves in the U.S. from food imported from other countries at the cost of tens of billions of dollars to try to hide reality from the American population as long as possible. Another headline, U.S. West enters new era, quote, of unstoppable wildfires because of climate change, experts warn. Again, multiple causes for what's happening, but in the case of the U.S. West especially, the single greatest causal factor for increased wildfires must be hung around the neck of climate engineering, disrupting the hydrological cycle, destroying the ozone layer, creating more dry lightning, poisoning the soils with bioavailable metals. All of this we've proven. You don't have to believe me. Please look it up. Look this data up on geoengineeringwatch.org. So we have articles like this that omit the single greatest climate disruption factor of all, climate engineering. But that doesn't negate the other factors, the burning of fossil fuels, the irresponsible cutting down of forests, planting back of monoculture, genetically modified trees, so on and so forth. Very complex scenario. Another headline, global warming doubles size of forest fires in U.S. West. Same theme. Running out of time, I'm going to finish up on a few more headlines. Sea level rise in California could be catastrophic, study says. And it's important for people to remember this. Sea level rise is not uniform around the globe. Because of seabed geography and other factors, different areas experience different degrees of sea level rise as the oceans begin to overtake coastlines. We have many factors. We have thermal expansion in the ocean. As the ocean heats, it rises. We have glacial rebound as ice deposits begin to melt off of land masses like Greenland and Antarctica. They begin to rise out of the ocean because of the loss of weight. Many factors affecting sea level rise. And of course, the massive amounts of water that are pouring into the oceans from these melting ice deposits. Now we know, I have to wind this up, and I want to summarize again. It's imperative for the population to understand what's really happening in the biosphere. And this includes certainly the ice deposits, because those melting ice deposits feed what's called a feedback loop. We think there's about 50 of those feedback loops right now. So it's a tumbling dominoes that begins to spread in an ever wider fashion, triggering more feedback loops. It's a runaway train. And that's why it's important to understand this, so you understand really a core source of military desperation, not enough to go around. And this is what's happening all over the globe. Right now, we're in the throes of what can only be considered an abrupt climate shift. And this is fueling the desperation of the power structure that will try to retain whatever resources it can, whatever hegemonic power and control it can, until the last possible moment. I want to end with this. Any and all that are aware of the totality of what we collectively face, any and all that are awake and aware of what lies on the immediate horizon, any and all that understand that on the current course our children have no future, please listen and consider that we have an obligation to do our individual parts to alter that course. We have an obligation to help with the critical effort of sounding the alarm. We have an obligation to help with fully understanding the insanity that has led us to the edge of this precipice. I'm asking you to please investigate, contemplate, and make your voice heard in this most critical battle for the greater good while it still matters. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with GeoEngineeringWatch.org.